Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like a hamster on a wheel, just going through the motions? Yeah, we've all been there. In today's world, with deadlines looming, notifications buzzing, and the constant pressure to be on, it's easy to forget about one crucial thing. Ourselves. We hustle, we strive, but self-care often gets pushed aside like that dusty yoga mat in the back of the closet. But guess what? It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Just like you wouldn't skip oil changes on your car or forget to water your plants, neglecting your mental health is a recipe for burnout and unhappiness. So today, we're diving headfirst into the power of self-care. We're talking about making time for yourself, nurturing your well-being, and rediscovering that inner spark that makes you, well, you. First things first, let's bust this myth. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about actively prioritizing your mental and emotional health. Think of it as giving yourself a mental tune-up, regular check-ins to ensure everything is running smoothly. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your self-care game. 1. Listen to your body's signals. It's like having a built-in GPS for your well-being. When you're feeling drained, anxious, or overwhelmed, pay attention. Those aren't just passing feelings, they're signals from your body that it needs some TLC. Think about it. You wouldn't ignore a car warning light, would you? Treat those mental and emotional cues with the same seriousness. 2. Identify your stress triggers. We all have them, deadlines, social gatherings, traffic jams, whatever throws you off balance. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for coping. It's like having a cheat sheet for navigating stress. 3. Find your me time sanctuary. This is your sacred space where you can recharge and reconnect with yourself. Whether it's curling up with a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence, make time for activities that bring you joy and peace. You know that feeling when you lose track of time because you're completely engrossed in something you love? That's the power of me time. 4. Practice mindfulness. It's not about emptying your mind, that's a myth. It's about being present in the moment and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it as a mental workout, training your brain to focus on the now, which can help reduce anxiety and stress. 5. Seek support when you need it. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out for help. Talk to a friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. Sometimes, just sharing your feelings can make a world of difference. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, right? She's a marketing manager juggling deadlines, client calls, and endless emails. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Sarah was constantly feeling overwhelmed, burned out, and like she was on the verge of snapping. She skipped lunch breaks, worked late into the night, and even started having trouble sleeping. One day, during a particularly stressful meeting, Sarah had an epiphany: she was neglecting herself. That's when she decided to prioritize self-care. She started by setting boundaries, saying no to extra projects, leaving work on time, and carving out time for activities she enjoyed. She began meditating each morning, took walks in the park during her lunch breaks, and even signed up for a yoga class. Slowly but surely, Sarah started feeling the difference. Her stress levels decreased, she slept better, and she felt more energized and focused at work. Now, I know you're thinking, Riley, that sounds great, but where do I even start? Well, here's your game plan. Take a few minutes today to reflect on what brings you joy, what drains your energy, and what areas of your life need some TLC. Maybe it's taking a 15-minute walk in nature, scheduling a massage, or simply disconnecting from social media for an hour. Remember, self-care isn't about being perfect. It's about making small, consistent changes that add up to big results. So, my friends, make time for yourself, nourish your mind and body, and remember, you deserve to feel your best. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share the love with a friend who could use a little self-care boost. Let's spread the good vibes. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.